At the beginning of the program, we posed a riddle. Well, here's Colin Bissett with the solution.
Hybrid power may seem like a modern catchphrase, but it was just as cutting-edge in the 1840s. The SS Great Britain was not only the world's first iron-hulled, ocean-going passenger ship, but it also used a screw propeller, at a time when other steamships used rotating paddles. With six masts for sails, this use of both steam and wind power could halve the time taken to cross the Atlantic. It was a kind of greatest hits of the Industrial Revolution, all wrapped up in a single vessel. It was conceived by engineering genius Isambard Kingdom Brunel, who transformed Britain with his designs for railways, bridges and dockyards. As the world opened up, with goods being bought and sold in all corners of the globe, there was an obvious need for faster ships. When the SS Great Britain was floated out of its dock in Bristol in 1843, it changed shipping forever. The iron hull meant it could be bigger than a timber vessel and still withstand the stresses of the ocean. It was the largest ship afloat, with two sumptuously decorated passenger decks and another for cargo. Its beginnings were not auspicious. It got stuck trying to get out of the docks, and after a few crossings to New York, it ran aground off Ireland in 1846. The effort to refloat it bankrupted the owners, and it was sold to a company that refitted it, creating twice as many cabins. For the next 30 years, it transported passengers to Australia, which the 1851 gold rush had opened up. Many families today can trace their Australian beginnings to the 16,000 passengers that arrived in Sydney and Melbourne on the SS Great Britain. Rather than being retired, in the 1880s it was sold, and in an odd reversal was converted into a sailing ship, its engine stripped, even its iron hull concealed behind timber. It would now transport coal from mines in South Wales to San Francisco, but in 1882 it foundered off the notorious Cape Horn and limped to the nearby Falklands Islands. Repairs were reckoned to be too expensive, so it was bought by the islanders to use as a storage vessel. Over time, its iron hull degraded, and in the 1930s it was towed to an isolated cove and scuttled. That should have been that, but a huge and expensive effort in 1970 saw it refloated, placed on a huge pontoon, and towed back to Bristol. It was a remarkable thing to see the old ship passing below Brunel's glorious Clifton Suspension Bridge and make its way back to the very dock in which it had been built. And there it remains, now restored, its interiors gilded once again, and its great iron hull protected within a dry dock sealed by a vast panel of glass and maintained at optimum humidity. It demonstrates why restoration is so important, allowing us still to marvel at this giant of engineering history and design.
SS Great Britain, what a marvel. Colin Bissett there. All Colin's icons are gathered, of course, on the Blueprint page on the Radio National website or the ABC Listen app.